plastic bag.
Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello, my darlings. Welcome. It is August 22nd, and it is a beautiful day. I am your host, Lisa Lee, and you are listening to Sit a Spell. Unfortunately, Ashley has a date tonight with her fiancé, the ever-handsome Craig, and they don't get to spend much time together because they're both working so darn hard. So I was like, yeah, go ahead. But we are going to talk about her behind her back, just so you know. So instead, I've got the amazing, the beautiful, the effervescent Teresa Savina. She is going to be my co-host tonight. Teresa, how are you?
Yay! I'm effervescent, darling. Effervescent.
Oh, crap. I just realized I said amazing again. Damn it!
Yes, you did. You have that tick.
It is. It's like a, I don't know, some sort of a weird fluffy bunny tick or something, but I cannot stop saying amazing. And awesome. And I try, and it's kind of like my own, what's that thing for Lent that you give up? You know, all your crap. I'm trying to give up awesome and amazing. I can't do it.
As long as you're not going, oh, totally gnarly, dude. Totally.
Dude,
totally.
Bitchin'.
You know?
Dude. Yeah, I totally. Oh, God, I just said totally. Damn it. Look what you do to me. And Josh.
I did nothing to you.
Always. So, T, how was your week? What did you do interesting? Anything?
What have I done interesting this week? I've sat in a CT scan and found I have a kidney stone. Yay! That's my exciting week. Pain and kidney stones. So,
I heard that kidney stones are just as painful as childbirth, only all you get is like a little seed. You don't get the actual baby out of it.
I've heard that too. I have yet to have it leave the bladder.
Ooh.
So this will be fun. I'm just waiting in anticipation. And
that doesn't sound fun.
I will let you know. You'll probably hear it from here, the screams of agony. So. You'll know when that bad boy passes.
Oh, sorry, sweetie.
Sorry, now.
So, Bear, Princess Squeaky Bear, as you heard from the last show, she is in massive heat, and I'm waiting for her to start doing her yowling. And there's birds out there. We just had motorcycles out there and planes. It's like, oh, perfect time to record. Anyway, so my little Princess Squeaky Bear, she decided that she was so, what's the nice political term for this? Horny, screw it. She's so horny. She decided that she would try to have sex with my flip-flop. She brought it into the living room, and it was embarrassing for both of us. I swear to God. It was awful.
Well, you know, this is my remedy for you, okay? Mm-hmm. If you like your flip-flop, go out, buy a nice little toy, you know, a little cat toy that's big enough for her to jump on, and buy one of those little bullet vibrators.
Stuff
it inside of it, turn it on, and let her vibrate her little life away. She'll be such a happy little kitty.
She will be, but it'll be
and
so awkward.
Leave your flip-flop alone.
Yeah, I did have to, like, sanitize the hell out of it. I'm like, oh. And no, my foot was not in the flip-flop when said sex with the flip-flop happened.
I'm just picturing this. It's so
how awkward it was. It's very awkward.
I still think you should dose her up with some catnip and give her a little bullet, any toy, stuffed toy. Turn it on, put it in the basement so she has her own little private time, you know, down there. And then you don't have to watch.
I couldn't.
You know,
buy
a little glass of kitty wine for her and her toy and make it a night.
Who says I'm going to give the bullet to her or the wine? Just kidding.
Well, then you get to watch her go after your flip-flop and go, meow, meow, let me out, I'm horny.
That's totally her, too. It's really gross. But on the plus side, she's very friendly lately.
Oh, of course she is. That's because she wants you to touch her in her special spot.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. I don't even know where she is. She's probably hiding. So, guess what? We are finally done with the retrograde. Woo!
Yay! Retrograde's gone!
Thank God. It like
I seem to have been saying shit that I didn't even realize was coming out of my mouth that people were taking in the wrong context. So, I almost just stopped talking on Facebook. It was like... Dang.
I'm so done with the retrograde. And you know what that means, though? We can do spells again. Woo!
Yay! You can do your happy spells.
Lord knows we've got plenty to catch up on. Right now, today, Wednesday, we are in a waxing crescent moon, which I'm sure you already know that, T. And it's the perfect time for gathering information and making plans, laying a foundation. All of your emotions, all the starts and starts of change. It's a perfect time for regeneration. So anything that you want to do to strengthen your body or fortify yourself, it's much more effective right now. So, you know, your goals, gathering resources, information needed for your goals, just gather all your information. This is the perfect time to start making changes. And I thought that this would be a great topic for tonight is, you know, making changes and unblocking and opening up your mind and opening up your whole world. So if you need a change that needs to be done, now is the perfect time to do it. I'm slapping my hand against my other hand and you can't see it, but picture it in your head because you know what I'm like. So, T.
Well, I'm just going to grab me a white candle and draw a kidney stone on it.
That's perfect.
That's that bad boy.
Well, I've got an unblocking spell, but that's not really what the unblocking spell was for. But hey, let's go with that.
Go for it.
So for your unblocking spell, all you're going to need is a bowl, seawater or rainwater, your tears, your favorite plant, a pen, a paper, and a crystal. And this is a perfect spell for if like you're suffering some sort of misery and can't seem to leave it behind you, this spell can work miracles. And as you know, I've got my own stuff that I'm dealing with. So I thought that this is kind of the perfect spell for me. Cause you know, it's all about me, right? Totes kidding. So first of all, fill your bowl with either the seawater or the rainwater. And cry into that bowl of water. It's living water because it came directly from the earth, and this is really important. When you can't cry anymore, you're going to take that water and feed your favorite plant with it and nurture this plant. Tell it your desires and your dreams and, you know, what you're trying to do. And then write your wishes and your dreams on a piece of paper and bury them together with a small crystal beside the plant's roots. And as the plant grows, also your goals and dreams will too. I just thought that was just a really sweet little spell. What do you think?
I think that's really nice. And the thing for me is that instead of like a favorite plant in the house, because I have like a black thumb, I personally have favorite trees outside. And I would do that under the tree, my favorite tree, and bury it down in the roots of the tree.
I like that idea even better. Oh, I like that a lot.
You know, because I'm not real good at nurturing indoor plants.
My plants are all... I have
and
no...
And I know you're famous for plastic, but I love my trees outside. I go and hug my tree all the time, and I get strange looks from my neighbors. You know, they'll be driving around 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and here's this weird woman having a romantic moment with a tree. And it's like, look away, look away. I'm having my thing. Go away. So, well, yeah, I'm known in the neighborhood as the tree hugger.
Well, you're known in my neighborhood as a tree hugger, too, because you were hugging my willow.
Well, yeah.
Well,
you
yeah.
You got an awesome willow.
I do.
You need to give that willow some massive loving.
Well, that's my magical tree. So my second spell for you, T, which you don't really need, but other people's do, is an open mind. And this is an easy one. All you're going to need are two light blue candles and black eyeliner, erasable markers, you know, something that, you know, you can wipe off. It's a spell to make it easier for ideas to come to you and learn more with your and get more like alert. The first step you're going to do is light both of the blue candles. The blue will represent calmness, which means it will represent the relaxation and opening up your mind. And the second step is to take the eyeliner or the marker or whatever you have that you can wash off that's black and draw arrows to your eyes. It doesn't matter which direction they're coming from as long as the arrows are pointing to each of your eyes. Third step, meditate. Focus on your brain and what you think looks like if you were to absorb all the possibilities in the universe. You know, meditate for like 10 to 20 minutes. And the last step is slowly come out of your meditation and do not instantly jump out of it. This should take effect within a minute, but depending on how hard you concentrate, how much effort you put into it. But it should be, it's a really good spell. I wanted to find some really happy, sweet spells for everybody since, you know, we're all kind of going through the ending the retrograde, and I just wanted to give some more power. I was thinking about, you're going to laugh at this, T, but I was thinking about doing a beauty spell, or, you know, because women are always asking for stuff like that, and some drag queens as well. So I looked into them, and the first one that I found, I just started laughing. It was a spell to increase your boobs. I was gonna do it just as a joke, but then one of the things that you have to do, I was like, I can't say that on the radio, so we're not gonna do that spell, but I will put it on my website if you are interested.
Do I get a secret message email on this? Because you know damn well I'll do it.
A spell to increase your boobage. We're not gonna go.
I don't want more boobs. No. No. Remember we did that for my daughter once?
That didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hear that crow in the background?
It's no, I don't hear a squirrel.
I'm full of nature at this house. Spiders, crows, snakes. It's crazy. So, T, I've got great guests for tonight. And you are going to have so much fun. I've got Felice, who is my coworker. Remember from the previous show, she outed me. Well, actually, she outed herself. And so I've got her on because I think that it would be really fun. She promised to be nice, but I don't know. It's Felice, so she may be like, she may pick on me a little, you know, with the whole boom boom thing. Who knows? And then I've got the executive director from Pagan Living TV. He's going to be on here tonight as well.
Awesome.
I know. It's going to be a great show. So sit back and relax. Grab yourself a cup of tea or a glass of wine. I'm right now having ice water. And enjoy the rest of the show. I would like to welcome my first guest, Felice Johnson, the beautiful and amazing. Oh, I almost said amazing again. Oh, I just said amazing again. Damn it, Teresa.
You know, I can't control your lips.
Oh, swear to God. Anyway, Felice is the woman that I talked to you guys all about last week, I work with her and she is absolutely wonderful. See, I did not say amazing, even though I think she is amazing. So
it's okay because I am amazing.
You are amazing. So to recap, I work with Felice and she was asking me about my tattoos, kind of quizzing me on them. And I was being all coy. I'm like, oh, it's a Celtic protection symbol and all this other stuff. And she's like, I'm a witch. And I'm like, oh my God. So I could not wait to, like, I was like, I love you even more now. She is absolutely wonderful. I gotta say, when I first interviewed with Felice, not a typical interview. I mean, she's like, I hope you don't mind, but you know, we all swear. It's all very, and I was like, oh, I cuss like a sailor too. So during my interview, it was like a big old cuss session. It was so funny. It was one of the best interviews I've ever had. And Felice has just been this wonderful, hold my hand, just really great. But it turns out, my darling Felice, she is one of us. She is a witch. So, Felice.
Yes.
How were you raised? Were you raised in the craft or how were you raised?
No, I was actually raised Catholic.
Oh, big difference. Well, not really. I mean, same rituals, in fact, but...
I think Catholic has more rituals, actually.
I think they probably do. But, you know, we all use incense and, you know, share a lot of the same holidays. So you were raised Catholic. When, what age did you wake up?
probably, I don't know when what age I was. I never really fit in the Catholic Church. So I just evolved into where I am now.
Oh, I love that. That's great. That, you know, a lot of people do that and, but they've never said evolved, but I really like the way I like that term. That's really awesome. Oh crap. You just said awesome. Oh, Felice.
Well, at least you're awesome tonight.
Awesome and amazing. Damn it, I cannot get away from those two words, I swear. So, okay, so you are a practicing witch, which I love that. We are among you. Everybody's like, oh, there's no money. No, we're everywhere. So anyway, so you are a practicing witch, and I think that's cool. And our company is really open-minded, which I think is, I'm not going to say awesome, but it's awesome.
No, so, it is really. We're a bunch of misfits that have all come together. So we work really well. And everybody is loved for their differences.
Absolutely. And we are a quirky little group.
We are.
So,
and of course, I'm the best of the quirky little group. So just kidding.
But she is. So, Felice, are you part of a coven or are you solitary? Do you work with friends or family? How do you practice your craft?
I'm actually solitary. I'm not against covens. I just have never been in a position to be one. My best friend is actually a witch as well. So we kind of play together as far as rituals and casting and things like that once in a while. But now, she's back in Colorado, so I'm pretty much on my own.
At least until you move. Once Felice moves here, then she's going to be all kinds of crazy.
I know, I'm so excited.
I know, me too. I'm clapping. You can't see that, but I'm clapping.
I think we will have so much fun.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? It's going to be such a blast. It'll be a blasty blast, as my daughter Kayla would say. It's going to be so great because I will take you to all the events and you'll meet all these people and they're all so great. And it's going to just
be... Well, if they're a witch, of course they're great.
Well, this is true.
So those are the smart people. Hello.
Totally agree. So... what does your family think? Do they know? Have you come out of the broom closet?
Yes and no. I mean, I've told them, but it's not like I have deep conversations with them about it. They pretty much know that I'm the odd duck anyways, and I'm going to do what I want to do. So they just leave me to my own vices.
That's awesome. And by the way, Superman Josh just said witches are sexy.
Of course we are.
course we are.
We have all the power.
That's absolutely right. So, you know, for spells and rituals, is there anything that you mostly, I mean, because some people, they just do candle magic. Some people do full on rituals. Some people do, you know, is there any one specific thing that you see that you kind of go towards?
No, I think I'm more towards candle magic. Not opposed to other things as well. It just kind of depends on my mood, but mostly candle magic when I have time.
No, I totally get the when you have time. I'm just so excited that the retrograde is done because I've got so many spells that are backed up that I need to get done. So,
oh, I know. It's been torture.
It has. And all of the things that could go wrong, like at work, do. I mean,
yes, we know that.
I just, my first couple of days when I was there, when, like, remember the phones went down and the computers or the internet went down and just everybody was bickering and it was just awful. I was just sitting there in my desk, my little baby desk. Now I have a big girl desk, but I was just sitting there in my baby desk and I was just kind of giggling because I was like, it's the retrograde. But I didn't know about you back then. So I couldn't be like, it's the retrograde, because you would have, if everybody would have been like, huh? But Sandy,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, Sandy seems so much more open to everything. I mean, she even let me make her a healing potion, and she was so over that. I mean, she's like, hey, you need to go home and you need to make my potion. You promised me. And I'm like, okay. But I haven't actually come out to her, but I think she knows.
Well, again, we're a bunch of misfits, like I said. And as you can see, everybody has their own things. And so... they're pretty accepting. I've never come out and said I was a witch, but I've never denied it either, I guess.
She calls it my voodoo magic, and I'm like, well, it's not really voodoo, but okay. But I've...
you know, it's fun at work, and except when you make huge mistakes like you did today.
Oh my God, epic, epic, epic.
And I have to call and yell at you.
I was like, I'm so sorry. And so I get off the phone with little Miss Felice over here. And then Sandy, she sends me a text message, come down. And I'm like, downstairs. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yes, I had to be mean. I'm so sorry. But
actually, you weren't that mean. Because if that was your mean, I can handle your mean.
Well, I'm not going to scream at you. I mean, we all have our blonde moments.
I just have lots more than everybody else. And I'm not even a real blonde.
It happens. Things happen. You know, and everybody, if you don't make a mistake, how are you going to learn from it?
That's exactly true. And that's exactly true in life, too. Because you know that this show is all about empowering, and you have to make mistakes to learn from them and so that you don't make those mistakes again.
Definitely. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't done the things I've done. I have no regrets in life because everything is done for a purpose or a reason. And if I make a mistake, I learn from it, and that helps me grow and be a wiser person.
Absolutely. I've learned that I will never marry somebody that's not American again.
Now that's funny.
We're strictly bi American from now on. All about the USA.
USA! USA! Okay, sorry, couldn't resist that.
So true.
But, you know, as far as that goes, I think that, you know, women need to be more empowered, and I think your show is important because of that. They need to embrace the power that they have within themselves.
Absolutely. Well, both men and women. People take, but you need to be able to take yourself too. I'm not saying that right, but I think you know what I mean.
Well, I think what you're trying to say is that if you don't love and respect yourself, how can you love and respect anyone else?
Absolutely. In fact, sweetie, I think that you actually said that during my interview, because I remember leaving that interview going, oh my God, she's the sweetest person ever. And she's like, so I've told you this before. We're like the same person.
Yes. Yes. I just think that unfortunately people anymore get wrapped up so much in everything going around them that they stop taking time for themselves.
Yep. And you have to take back your own life. You can't take care of anybody else unless you're taking care of yourself.
And no one can fix you. Only you can fix you.
Unless you're Teresa, because Teresa can fix everything.
Well, then, shoot, Teresa, you need to come over here, because there's a lot to be fixed.
No, I just really want to thank you, Felice, for being so, I'm just going to say it, amazing. Or how about if I say, instead of amazing, amazeballs?
No, that doesn't work as well. How about, you can say I'm perfect, you can say I'm excellent, outstanding, terrific. All those work for me.
Well, you are all of those things.
And by the way, I'm not conceited. I'm just empowered.
That's my girl. And no, she's not conceited. She's just being funny. And she is empowered. And I love that. She empowers everybody that I know. Anybody that she comes in contact with is better because of her. And I'm not just saying that's like blow smoke or whatever. I really mean it. I mean, you came into the office that one time and the whole like dynamic changed. The whole like company culture changed. And it was really cool. And you build people up. Even when I got quotey fingers, you can't see them, but yelled at today, which that wasn't yelling, but when I did my epic mistake, because it was epic, you built me up. You didn't like crush me down and say, oh, you're the biggest piece of, I'm not going to say it because Josh will have to bleep me out, but.
I know, I'm trying really hard not to get beeped.
He's quick on the beep button. But you actually, you counseled me and you empowered me, and I'm the type of person that I would rather be spoken to the way you spoke to me, because I will never make that mistake again, because you did it with like, in a, it's going to sound really dumb, but like unconditional love kind of a way. Does that make sense? Where I'd never, ever want to disappoint you because of the way you handled me. And thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you. That was very sweet. That's awesome.
Well, I meant it.
And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, you're doing a great job. We all notice it. We know that you try really hard. And like I said, mistakes are going to happen. If you don't make mistakes, you can't learn. That's the biggest thing. You have to make mistakes in life to know the correct way for you. And if you don't screw up, how are you going to make it better? So it all happens, you know, and don't feel bad if I ever call like I did today and say, oh, you know, you messed this up, because now you'll remember this forever and you won't do it again. And that's the perfect thing.
Yep, because I never want to disappoint my Felice.
Aww.
And that's what I call you, my Felice.
You're so cute. I love it. But, you know, I'm not perfect either. I make mistakes all the time. It's a learning thing. And if you learn from it and correct it and do better the next time, that's perfection in my eyes.
I agree. You're awesome. Oh, damn it.
Rich, it just needs to start bleeping you for saying awesome.
Exactly. Well, Felice, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. You are wonderful and exceptional and perfect in every single way. And thank you so much for spending this time with us on the show. I know that I'm going to get tons and tons of emails and they're going to want to contact you. So we'll talk about getting a hold of you or whatever later after the show. What?
I said wonderful.
Oh, okay. Because I know that you are going to be, you're going to have a little fan base on your own because you're so effervescent, as Josh just told me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for, you know, having me on here. That was really special.
Well, when you move here, I'm going to have you on all the freaking time.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. It means a lot to me. And I think it's awesome that you do this anyways, because it's something that really needs to be out there for everyone.
That's what we're doing.
the crystalline knowledge of you. Drove me through the mountains, through the crystal like a clear water fountain. Drove me like a magnet to the sea.
I would like to welcome my next guest tonight, the wonderful, handsome, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say the word again, but amazing Todd Burnson, Dr. Burnson. Todd, how are you? You are with Pagan Living TV, among many other things, and you are one of us, and my listeners don't know what I mean, but how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, couldn't be more excited to have you on. When we talked the other day, I was like, oh my God, I'm getting like the most wonderful, coolest person ever on the show. So Pagan Living TV, that is huge. So tell me about it. It's such an exciting venture.
How long have you been doing it?
Well, you know, the idea has been going through my mind for some time. You know, I've felt that there just wasn't enough of a pagan voice in the larger culture. There was a lot of Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, a lot of other spiritual communities that had a voice in the larger community. I just didn't feel like pagans really had a voice.
Right.
And so a few months ago, I decided to actually pull the trigger and launch Pagan Living TV, and the response so far has been quite remarkable, actually.
Because what an amazing concept. I mean, literally, everybody else has a voice out there except for us.
Right. Right. And the irony of it, I think that with the challenges that that we are facing today with our world as far as the ecology, the amount of tension between people, there really isn't any other voice out there that I think it is as well equipped of really bringing some solution to you know, to these kinds of crises as a pagan philosophy, which really focuses on living in harmony with the earth, focuses on finding more balanced and equitable ways to interact with each other, as well as facilitating individuals finding their own path to the divine.
I love that. So, but it's not a how-to program, correct?
No. You know, one of the things that I really wanted to stay away from when putting together the show, I didn't want to sit in front of a camera and tell somebody how to be a pagan. because really, when, you know, if you were to ask 100 different pagans what they believe, I wouldn't say you'd get 100 different answers, but you would certainly find quite a variety in your answers. Not too much unlike, you know, if you were to ask somebody who is a Unitarian and somebody who is a Southern Baptist and somebody who is a Catholic what it means to be Christian, you would get some very different answers.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that what I wanted to focus on is telling stories from a pagan perspective and talk about things that just aren't getting voice in the major media. There are so many interesting things that people are doing. There are so many simple things that people can do to live their life more sustainably, have better relationships with others and things like that. That was really what I wanted to focus on, and not necessarily talk about the individual gods and goddesses and all of that kind of stuff. Although there will be, you know, occasionally there will be some of that. But the main focus was really about talking about the issues that are going on in the world from a pagan perspective.
Everyone can connect to, regardless of their religion.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that's actually one of the goals of Pagan Living TV is to reach out to people who are not pagan and have them understand a little bit more about who we are, so that we who are, you know, who are pagan don't have to feel afraid of being discriminated against or somebody judging us harshly, just simply out of a lack of understanding of who we are and what we do and what we believe.
See, I think that that's exactly what we need out there. We need to change the perspective. There's so many people out there that think that pagans are one certain way, or, I mean, you know what I mean? There's just so many facets of who we are, and we're normal people just like you, or, you know what I mean? we're not out you there know, doing crazy stuff. I mean, every faith has their wackadoos. Everybody does. But for the most part, we're just normal people. And we're among everyone, and they just don't even realize it.
And interesting is, go ahead, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I had an interesting event happen at Summerlin Spirit Festival. The first year of the festival, I was the president of the organization, and there was a whole stream of people from the town who came up to the festival to meet the witches. And I still remember he was the chairman of the town council or the city council, came up to me and introduced himself, and I said, hi, you know, my name is Todd Burns, and I'm, you know, the president of the organization that puts on this festival. And he looked at me, and he goes, he said, wow, you look intelligent. As though, you know, and I said, well, you know, I am a doctor, you know, I have some education. I think that there's this perception out there, I think, that people who are pagan are not professional or are not your neighbors, you know. I think among some, anyway, there's still this this kind of Hollywood, scary, witchy kind of thing associated with pagans. And the reality is that
you're a legitimate doctor.
There are just an awful lot of people out there who, you know, are professionals, are doctors, lawyers, teachers, accountants, every facet of society. And you know, we do our thing, believe the way that we believe, and are just members of society like everybody else.
Exactly. And like I said, you're like a legitimate for real doctor. You didn't like just go buy your doctorate off of some website. You're like a legit doctor. So, kids,
sometimes I wish I would have just bought my certificate. It would have been a lot easier than having to go through all those years of education. But no, yes, I am a real doctor.
I think it's great. And there's people, like you were saying, there's people out there, doctors, lawyers, professionals. You know, we are among you, and we're just normal people. I mean, yeah, there's a few wackadoos out there, but there's wackadoos in every single faith. So, I mean, whatever. Doesn't matter. So, Pagan Living TV.
I think society tends to make us all separate and divide. They want us all, no, you can't be like that. You can't be like that. And it should be the other way, where we're coming together as a human being. With our uniqueness.
Absolutely. And I think that what pagans are experiencing now was a very similar thing to what many other groups have experienced throughout history. Certainly, you know, African Americans, you know, were thought of as evil criminals, and you know, gays back in even back in the 1970s could still, you know, lose their jobs, go to jail, lose their kids, all of that kind of stuff if they were to come out. And what it took back then was for some people to just reclaim being gay, to stand up against the discrimination and just say, you know what, this is who we are. There is no need to fear us. And that's exactly what I think is time, what needs to happen for the pagan community, and that's the intent of Pagan Living TV.
I love it. So.
Very good.
Todd, how do people find you?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. We have a website that is paganliving.tv. That is the website for the organization. And we're also on Facebook and LinkedIn and everything else, but probably the best place to go is our website.
And I heard through the grapevine that you have an event coming up.
We do, in fact. One of the things that we are doing right now is we're going through a fairly a fairly big campaign to raise enough funds to actually launch the program. And so we have two different campaigns going, one on Indiegogo, which is a social funding site, just indiegogo.com. And that is, people can make donations there of any size just to help with the program launch. And that is going continuously until the end of September. The other thing that we have going on, which I'm really excited about, because I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I know. We're going to be having a chili dinner and bonfire event where we are going to be having people who come are going to be getting some microbrew beverages and chili and all kinds of fantastic food. We're going to have a big bonfire. We've got we've got a sponsorship, by one of the local stores. We've got a number of different people and stores that are going to be donating items. So just with a $25 donation, you get dinner, you get drinks, you get prizes, and you get to hang out with really cool people and sit around a bonfire and drum.
Yay!
What could be better, right?
I know, it's going to be so fun. I mean, you're going to meet all kinds of like-minded people and eat chili, which is one of my favorite foods, by the way, so thank you for deciding on chili. And
it's perfect
beer.
Call food.
I mean, come on. Right. You can't get any better than that.
Exactly. I mean, what's better than, what's better than a big group of pagans and a bunch of beer,
You can't get any more fun than that. So, what's the date of that?
That is going to be happening on Saturday, September 15th. And it'll be starting at 6 o'clock p.m. and will be running until whenever it ends. And details for that are on our website at PaganLivingTV, PaganLiving.tv.
Todd, I want to thank you so much. And thank you for involving me in the show, too. I mean, I'm really honored, and I am so excited. It's going to be so great. We're going to have a voice. How exciting is that?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
And I just hope that people recognize the value of that and decide to support Pagan Living TV in some way, because it's kind of like the stone soup thing. It takes a little bit of input from everybody, a little bit of contribution from everybody to really launch this and make it successful.
It's going to be, I hate to say it, but it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And we're extremely excited to have you on board, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm honored. And like I said, so, so excited. So thank you so much, Todd, for being on the show. You're so wonderful, and I'm blessed and honored to know you, and just thank you so much.
Well, and likewise, thank you for having me.
I want to thank you guys so much for spending this hour with me and Teresa. Thank you, Teresa, for being my co-host tonight. You are always a treat to have on.
God, you didn't say awesome. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, I still have a few minutes, so it might come out, actually. So, yeah. But, thank you so much. And you should know, my darling listeners, that T is going to have a regular spot on the show from now on. She has agreed to be on our show on a permanent basis because I get so many emails about how wonderful and amazing she is.
That's only because I run naked in the snow.
Well, that's only because I dared you and you actually took me up on it.
I know. I was bored.
One of the many reasons that I love you ever so. So T is going to be on the show from now on. Yay. Air clap, everyone. So, So
angels came out.
You're so cute and amazing. Anyway, Teresa, thank you. I'm
You're
so
welcome.
Excited to have you be a permanent spot on the show, and I know everybody else is going to as well. Really quick, there was a news bite that you sent me earlier today, and I was like, oh my goodness. So do you want to talk about that for just really, really, really quick?
Oh is this about the gelatin?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm big on genetically altered foods and whatnot. And there was an article that came out on July 2011 about the Chinese have now developed gelatin using the genes that produce human collagen. And they're inserting it into the yeast that produces the gelatin. And their thinking behind this is, well, you know, you have all these allergies to these animals and everything, so and we don't want mad cow disease. Well, think about it, people. Mad cow disease came about because they were feeding cow parts to the cows. What makes you think that we're not going to get a version of it eating human gelatin?
Oh, my God. That's just
and you know, there's a tribe in Papua New Guinea who their custom for funerals is they would eat their loved one. Okay?
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
I'm serious. And all of a sudden, they started getting this disease called kuru. And it's literally exactly like mad cow disease. So it's like they keep changing all this stuff and messing with nature, and we're going to end up suffering some big-time stuff from all this stuff. I'm just saying.
It's going to probably create the next zombie apocalypse, I would say, because that's wow.
Most likely, because, you know, for all we know, they've already got it in food.
How is that even legal?
Big business can do whatever they want and get away with it. They just, you know, push enough money into it and they'll get through it.
Josh, a.k.a. Superman, just said he has stocked up on his canned foods and shotguns because of the coming zombie apocalypse. I don't know how they can get away with that. How can they? Anyway, it's that shocking.
It's all because of money. And if you've got enough money, you pay for the research yourself. You're putting in that money for your research to say it's safe. Well, you know, you can choose whichever research you like.
That's just frightening. Yeah. Frightening. So,
and they're doing it on so many different levels that it's really scary.
Wow. So is there anything that we can do about that, or call or write, or you know what I mean?
You know, I would call your congressman, whatever. Right now, California has a Proposition 37 out, and that's to label, to get the genetically altered foods labeled. And there's a big fight against that from Monsanto. And
the only thing that we're going to be able to eat is distilled ice chips.
They're petitioning, huh?
I said, so basically, with all this crap, the only thing that we're going to be able to eat is distilled ice chips, basically?
Pretty much, and not even that, because, you know, that's got, you know, fluoride and all that crap in it. But, you know, I don't want to say this to scare people, but, you know, you need to be aware of these things, and so you can pick and choose. And we need to start petitioning these government officials and telling them we don't want this crap.
Wow.
We don't want it.
Well,
and I can hear an echo on the thing, so.
All very good information. T, thank you again so much for being my delightful co-host on Cytospell. I don't know, are you Regis or Kelly tonight? We'll have to figure that out later, I guess. But thank you so much. And you guys, thank you so much for spending this last hour with us. It has been wonderful, and I love spending this time with you. Next week, I've got an actual show that is going to be, not like the show isn't a perfect show, but I've got this like wow show planned for you. The show was absolutely incredible. Wait till next week. It was awesome. No, tonight's show really was awesome. We had some great people on, don't you think? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like a huge coup to have these guys on and to have you on. But next week, I've got another huge show for you. Remember to take back your light. You are special and wonderful, and you are perfect just the way you are. And my own little personal one, remember, if he will cheat with you, he will cheat on you. So remember that. Once cheater, always amen, a cheater. Sister. What?
Amen, sister.
Amen, sister. Anyway, you guys, I love you all dearly, and I will see, or I won't see you next week, but I will be with you next week. And in the meantime, have a great week and take back your light, my darlings.
In disguise, we watch a woman wearing white wigs.